I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and the traitors.
Pew, pew, pew. She's Sarah Armour. I'm Molly Malshine. We watched the Traitors finale and it was really good. It was very suspenseful. It was very fun. There was a lot of murder.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. When did you cry?
I cried when I realized that they were both going to vote MJ off. Then Trishelle like shook me. Then I cried a second time when Trishelle and CT won. And I also realized it was more than just the money. It was like a healing of this long-term relationship that really needed to happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so you texted me and you said, I'm so happy to see Trishelle.
Yeah. I forgot. I missed her so much. I didn't even remember.
You're the only person on this planet who missed Trishelle. Have you looked at Twitter?
No. I literally don't look at anything. I'm really sorry if I haven't gone back to any listeners. I am in an extended dark night of the COVID soul, kind of like, if you reach me, it's because you're meant to, but I'm not looking at shit. Like, no, I'm not on anything. Like,
Trishelle is loathed.
What?
So, okay, you didn't watch the full season, which we usually try to hide that fact when it is the case. But
I binged it all this morning, but I kept falling in and out of sleep. That was going to be my lie.
Okay, we'll go with that. You fell asleep at the moment when, in the first episode, Trishelle led the charge to get Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race kicked out with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And if you might have seen this part in the reunion where Peppermint is like, you know, when there's no evidence yet, people go with their biases. And I think that's what happened. And it just, I mean, unless they gave Trishelle a horrible edit and didn't show the like mountain of evidence she had about Peppermint, it truly did just look like a white woman playing into all of her every anti-trans, but like, this person isn't who they say they are. They can't be trusted. They're shifty. You know what I mean? Like, it just was not a good look. And I think I already was at like a baseline of sort of annoyance with her just from past.
Well, what was your, I just, yeah. So from past, like, what was your, I guess I like, it did cross my mind even during the last MJ refusal, but then I like really thought about it and I was like, no, this isn't a racial thing. And if anything, it is a like being like in terms of cast and like gamer and shared history versus white, even though I do think objectively she's white ally. I mean,
it was just a bad look. We don't need to dwell on it.
It was a bad look, but I do think I get making a storyline that's like, she's an insensitive white ally.
They didn't make the storyline. It was just how it appeared.
Well, no, but they could cut, you know, data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also ally means that she wouldn't kick her off.
No, a white ally.
She's only allied to other whites.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard it.
White on white allyship.
A white alliance, like the axis of evil.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some of them were Japanese, so I guess it's not even like that. It's a totally new thing.
Not a reach.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Trishelle annoyingly also like was very, very good at the game. And it was kind of, the thing is, like, her delivery was always very like a frenzied little girl. And for some reason, it kind of annoyed me, you know? And I was wondering if that was internalized misogyny or if she is truly annoying. All of Twitter also finds her annoying, but that could, I mean, we all have internalized misogyny. So I don't know.
I love her. I fucking love her.
I'm glad.
Well, okay. Just for quick context, Trishelle Cantinella arrived on our screens. I believe it was 2002 in Las Vegas.
I had no idea, by the way, we were dealing with two Italians, Trishelle Cantanella and CT what?
It's okay. I've been waiting to say this to you all day. When we talk about like, it's like, this is not white. This is Italian on the Real World Road Rules early 2000s.
It's white, Sarah. Italian.
Of course. But I'm just saying it's more. Okay. It's Trishelle Cantanella and CT Tamborello.
Yeah. They're paisans.
Paisans.
So no wonder they loved each other.
Well, but also hated each other because that's what it's like at Christmas in the Italian houses.
Yeah, exactly. So I loved him throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him. I loved MJ. God, poor little MJ. Oh, just at the end, because the whole entire time, the whole season. And I love her, and she's really smart. She's really funny. She comes across like she's finally with the cool kids, you know? And like she wants the cool kids to like her. And then at the very end, she is so happy to be there. She literally is saying, she goes at the circle, the fire of trust. By the way, there's a circle of trust and a fire of trust.
Wait, well, I was going to say, actually, before we even dive in, could you just do like a journalist quick take? Like, what is this show?
What it is all these reality stars go to this castle in Scotland. Two of them are traitors. They pick another one who's a traitor. Everyone in the game has to prove that they're not a traitor. That's the object of the game. I found it really hard to understand the rules. I also didn't understand when they stop playing. I was like, is it like Monopoly when you all just get sick of it and walk away and whoever has the most money wins? Like, also, the prize pot was so hilariously small.
Everything you're saying is why ultimately MJ's an idiot. Because at the end of the day, the only rule you need to understand is when it gets to two people at the end, the show is automatically over and you split the winnings. They all were on the same page that they knew that they were all faithfuls. But if you had split that three ways after taxes, it's actually not that much.
I know. That's what I was saying to Nick when we were watching it. I was like, she's so nice, but they have to kick her out.
They have to. No, all these headlines, the only things that I've been seeing are like headlines are people being like, did Trishelle and CT deserve to win? Like, is MJ owed an apology? Apology for sure. But bitch, you signed up for a game that ended with two people at the end, or I'll take less for your sake. Fuck that. There's inflation. Well, play the game you're playing.
I know. It was just so sad because she was like, I just trust them. I trust them so much. It was.
I know that, like, that's why I started to cry.
Yeah, it was horrible to watch. But the thing that kind of, I really enjoyed watching the show, but the only thing that sort of bothers me about it is I actually don't think there's much skill involved. Like, there are certain twists and turns where people make good calls and people make bad calls. Like, for instance, Kate should not have murdered Sheree. She should have murdered Trishelle.
1,000%.
Sheree was the most non-threatening player in the whole thing. Like, she should have kept her till the very end.
Well, this is where I also had a thought about racism here, to be honest.
Oh, do you think so? Well, the thing is, there was a big deal made of the Bravo clique versus the other cliques of the different networks of the shows. So I do get where she was coming from, but it was a terrible, terrible move. But other than the really good swings and bad swings that we see, for the most part, it just, like, was MJ good at this game?
Nobody's good at the game. This game is, at least in my experience, if you grew up in North Jersey in the 90s, we did this all the time. Every party was like, let's play Mafia.
I had no...
A Bush League version of it that we did. You never played Mafia?
No. And then Nick told me that in Russia, it's called Werewolves.
So you said that. I confirmed it's the same game with different names. I do think it's probably because you can't even say Mafia in Russia because the whole government is essentially the Mafia. But like...
No, it's because like they have Transylvania in there and that's where
Werewolves
come from. And like if there was a British version, it would be called like Spotted Dick or something British, you know, or like Pheasants.
What? Wait. Hold on. In New Jersey, the Mafia is the scary organized crime behind the scenes. Werewolves in Transylvania are a very organized crime behind the scenes. So what is Spotted Dick threatening you with in London? What is Spotted Dick?
Spotted Dick is actually like a dessert that comes in a can. So I guess it wouldn't be Spotted Dick. It would be like, I don't know. But yeah, like no one seemed to be really that like good or bad at the show. The other thing is for the first few weeks, I was kind of struggling to stay engaged because all of the murders and banishments just seemed completely random. And like every time someone has to make the case that someone is or isn't a traitor, like they have no real evidence. They're just like, well, they said this and they looked a certain way and it was weird. You know what I mean? Until the end when they started to actually be able to make a case for someone beyond just like, really, I don't like them. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I kept falling asleep.
Yeah.
I feel that completely. And I also felt the games took too long. Why were we at the pirate ship for that long?
The really funny thing about the challenges is I also thought they were really long. But when I watched back, it was only 6 minutes.
It felt like
an hour.
I know.
You're supposed to get something out of it because the traitors are allegedly going to be trying to sabotage it, but they never are. I think it's just a way to kill time. It's also a way to get the shields, which is more important earlier in the game. So, but yeah, they really need to do something about those challenges.
I feel like because there was money on the line here, that is what made the like larger, like it raised the stakes in a way that no game of werewolves or mafia ever could for the eighth graders. But like, it was an opportunity for money, but it also was a way, like to me, if I was a traitor, I would be going as hard as CT, because either way, I would expect to be the lone traitor at the end winning.
I know. The other thing that was really funny about the money, though, is like, it's not that much money, and they've abandoned even the pretense of if celebrities compete on a game show, they're donating the money to charity.
Oh, that is such crap.
Like, none of these people, like, work enough, so they don't even have to do that.
CT was on 19 seasons of the Burnham Murray, the Real World Road Rules universe, until he retired. And now he's married with kids. I have no idea what his day job is. He's like a contractor. And
he probably makes enough money from residuals.
But where is it playing?
MTV. That's what I learned from the Situations book. He actually just made enough money off of residuals and like the money he made during Jersey Shore probably to pretty much just like be okay forever.
That's so interesting. You know, I just want to say one of the things I love about Trishelle, I just want to make sure that you remember before we dive into any hate or love of her, she dated The Miz.
I don't know who that is.
Mike The Miz. He was situation adjacent.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
He had like dreams of being like a pro wrestler. So he was really annoying and psychotic at the house. But then he became a pro wrestler. And the name that they called him on The Real World was his pro wrestler name and still is.
Wow. I know. I feel like they should bring back The Real World. It was definitely a better, less produced version of
Housewives.
But now everyone on it would want to be influencers. So they wouldn't be as crazy as they were, you know?
Yeah. I didn't know anything about this season. When I saw Trishelle arrive on my screen, I felt the same way that I felt at 35, drunk in a CVS at 4 a.m. I saw a Lisa Frank folder and I was like, wait, Lisa Frank? Like, I felt like, oh my God, like I remembered this part of me. Watching The Real World was like,
I know.
I really watched it religiously. Did you?
Yeah, I loved it. I really liked Hawaii. And I remember seeing that girl Ruthie get alcohol poisoning.
Right, Ruthie got alcohol poisoning. That's such a big
record. Yeah, it's kind of weird how much it sort of normalized like binge drinking at a very young age, because those kids were like 22, you know?
I'll tell you what, why do I love Trishelle? Because even on her first brush at reality TV, she was having a relationship with Steven in the Las Vegas house that was deeply inappropriate, and her behavior was arguably inappropriate, and I've never understood someone more.
Well, that's good.
I felt her pain, and she was being so annoying, and she was being awful, but he was also being awful, and they were just young, dumb people acting out. Trishelle felt to me like the real man's Britney Spears at the time.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Like sort of dumb country folk, but that was like hot enough to fucking just do it up, and was just like balls to the walls being herself. And like, it was really messy and bad, and she was chasing this guy way too hard. But like, so did I.
I know, it's hard to watch that, but it does help you to not do it anymore, I guess.
Well, the irony is, at that time, I probably wasn't doing it as much, but I do maybe think she influenced me in a bad way long term. But I don't regret it. It's like, yeah, just like a party girl, Vegas girl having a toxic but fun roommate relationship is all I could hope for myself if I were her. You know, like, yeah, you're in Vegas.
So CT, Trishelle, and this other guy, Johnny Bananas, they made a pact going in, according to Vulture.
But that inherently though is so stupid because there's no pack. That's why I want to say to MJ, did you read the RFP for this without seeking? There is no pack between three people, period.
Right.
There is no pack. Get with it. This is war.
Jay. And I felt really bad for Sandra as well when she was voted out because she was taking it so seriously. She's like the most dead serious person I think I've ever seen
bro,
on television. She did not crack a smile once. She was just so serious. And she just seemed like, I don't know. I just got the sense that she was going to be really upset for a long time about not winning. And I felt really bad about that.
Well, so I didn't watch the reunion. Did she, what did she say on the reunion?
She didn't really talk much. She didn't talk much throughout.
That's why she won Survivor two times though, dude, because she is a gamer in terms of like wilderness survival. That's not an emotional job.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's primal.
What about when Trishelle voted for CT for like 1 minute at the end?
Okay, so I had a lot of thoughts about this.
Okay. Say some.
because it's like
you looked like your computer was frozen, but you had this like really intensely.
No, like you don't understand. You guys need to understand. I just came off of this. I just watched, and I was crying, literally crying. And yeah, when she so when she turned the card around for CT, I was shook, and. Because I know their history. So here's the thing. I don't think she for 1 second thought that CT was not going to vote for MJ.
Yeah, but what if MJ had... Because my friend was like, oh, they did that on purpose. And I was like, what if MJ had voted for CT? Then the final two would have been Trishelle and MJ.
I don't think they necessarily did it on purpose as much as I think it was like an intuitive... Like, I think it was like a volcanic eruption of like, can I actually trust you now? You pushed me into the fire. Like,
yeah,
I think. And also, if we're talking about like, you know, sameness politics, woman on woman in the very end, generally, they're going to go against each other.
What?
All anyone was saying, especially in those late
That's
episodes.
Sexist.
It is sexist. Absolutely. We live in a sexist society. Welcome. The thing about MJ that's like so painful is like she believed that it was like going to be the three of them at the end. Like she bought in.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's not that she got scammed, but like the nature of the game is to question everything. CT and Trishelle specifically came into this after not seeing each other for 14 years. Yeah. And spent a way longer season than they even thought rebuilding their trust towards each other. And Trishelle, I think, objectively, was probably the most, like, annoying person in that house. Like, again, I relate. But, like, she was hardcore, like...
You know what I think she did that was really smart, though, is we saw her sneaking around because of the editing and because she was sneaking from person to person, but she did speak up at the round tables sometimes, but she like, I don't know how she made it to the end because yeah, actually, never mind. I take it back. She was being openly conniving the entire time and trying to boot people the entire time. The traitors are so dumb for not getting rid of her.
Correct. And would that also be sexism and like inherent misogyny or white supremacy or whatever?
No, because Janelle was functionally the same as Trishelle. I couldn't even really get them straight in the beginning, and they voted her out very early. And like, what did Kate say at the end? She says that she can't get rid of Trishelle because it will look too obvious.
Now, Kate's a bad thinker. I just want to put it out there that I think Kate's a bad thinker.
You think?
I think Kate's a bad thinker, yeah.
I think Phaedra also shouldn't have picked Kate. It was so stupid. It was like, you were both on Bravo. You were in the same club anyway. You should have gotten someone who wasn't on your team already. You should have turned someone unexpected. She should have picked Sandra. They would have won.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tweeted, Gibson Johns tweeted, it feels like Kate voting end game when there was very clearly a traitor left. How else would Sheree have been murdered? Was her throwing in the towel by telling on herself so that the other three could easily decide to just end it and split the prize pot. And then Kate retweeted it with a little 100 emoji, which is very annoying because it's like, Kate, we were all wanting like you to make it to the end. We wanted to see this intrigue. We don't want to see people throwing in the towel.
I think she knows what storyline to align with in post. But no, I don't think that she, I think she was like playing to win. This is her second time here.
So you think she's doing a little revisionist history here? And
a thousand, or at least going, you guys figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was, MJ made that point that someone died. Sandra wasn't the traitor. There has to still be a traitor left. So I wouldn't have put that together either.
Math.
The thing about Kate, have you watched her on Below Deck?
No, which season? Who? I don't even know who she is. No, all I know her is from Andy Cohen's lawsuit.
Oh my god,
is that who that is?
Yes, she is so funny. Like on Below Deck, she's hilarious and she's so mean, and she's just the best. Like, but the thing I loved about her in this is that she was like, you would think she would be a good traitor because she is sort of like, she does plot against people, but she kind of does it openly and. She had such a hard time lying. Like, that's what she couldn't do. So that's why I think Phaedra thought she would be good at it, but didn't realize that actually with Kate, what you see is what you get. And she cannot tell a lie. I'm the same way.
Kate's acting, it's all about hesitation time. Like when CT says to Kate in the car, like, are you a traitor? And she was like, and it's like, boom, answer right there.
Yeah. Yeah. They just don't even, it's like they didn't even try to think of what they would say.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If someone asks them.
Right. That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, right. Have an answer. Have a canned answer. Hey, you're going to go up there. They're going to ask you this. Like, you're in court. Are you a traitor? What? Have a what right there.
Yeah, like, I think you should laugh a little and be like, what? Come on. What do you mean?
Everyone's like, I hope I'm a traitor. I hope I'm a traitor. No way. Like, I would surf the faithful to the end. Because if you're a traitor, inherently, it's actually more work. Phaedra had a shot to win. She had a long-running traitorship. Like, she was an excellent traitor. But at the end of the day, I kind of feel like, in the same way that, like, serial killers kind of want to get caught.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Phaedra wanted to be like, and I'm the greatest traitor of all time.
Yeah. She was good, but she really didn't try toward the end. She truly gave up. In the beginning, she was doing a really good job of cozying up to everybody and just being this, like, sweet little Southern lady and stuff. And
yeah, but she had no opinions.
I know, but it worked for a while until it didn't.
Right, it worked for a while.
Yeah. Okay, right. What can you tell me about the astrology of these traitorous murderers?
Who do you want to know about first?
Oh, gosh.
I have everybody's charts up.
Who's everybody? There was so many.
So I have Trishelle. I have CT, Phaedra, Dan, just because I was curious about the rivalry. I also have MJ and Kate.
Dan was so boring. Like, they really messed up picking such a boring person. Oh, Peter also was a really important one.
Peter,
from The Bachelor. He led that faction, the Peter Pals. That's what Phaedra called them.
When the Peter Pals broke up, all hell broke loose.
Yeah. And they just kept knocking off those Peter pals one by one. It took them way too long to actually get rid of Peter, too. Like, and the traitors, like, they kept being like, oh, if we do this person, it'll be too obvious. And it's like,
right,
just do it and then say that you were framed. You know what I mean? Like, so instead, they would just pick the most innocuous people that weren't doing anything. It was not a good tactic.
I mean, it's an interesting, I think you're right, though, that, like, at the end of the day, like maybe there is strategy available, but I think it's more of the, like, intuitive kind versus, like, the planning kind. Like,
yeah,
some of these charts, like, I look at Trishelle's chart, I laugh. I look at Phaedra's chart, I laugh. I look at CT's chart, I laugh. So, okay, actually, let's start with Dan, because I didn't necessarily laugh at Dan's chart, but number one, I did laugh for a second because did you know his last name is Gisling, which is exactly how I say Gislaine.
Gislaine.
The Epstein. Gislaine. So we're going to call him, instead of Gisling, we're going to just call him Dan Gislaine, which is funnier, you know?
Yeah.
Got a little light.
He is a Gisling. He is a little scrawny Gisling.
Dan Gisling.
I was just like, what are you doing on my television? Like, you're not interesting.
Well, you know what? The thing is, have you ever watched an episode of Big Brother?
No.
Like, what is Big Brother? Like, I feel like if you were on, like, real world, we watched Rochelle fuck it up with men. What the fuck was Big Brother about? I have no idea.
I had no idea it was a competition. I just thought they hung out.
I thought it was just like, yeah, like spy cam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unclear. But yeah. Dan is from what I remember, he's the solo dolo Virgo in the house. So
okay, I believe it 100%.
And I wish I knew more about, maybe for the Patreon I'll look it up, but I wish I knew more about Big Brother. But so Virgos, I mean, we've seen Virgos crash and burn and also rise to the greatest heights. His north node and his moon are conjunct in Gemini.
That's surprising. He's so boring for a Gemini.
When you have your moon and your north node conjunct in Gemini, like Dan is much more comfortable, and especially because he's a Virgo, he's much more comfortable kind of like choosing something Sagittarius south node that's like right and like sticking with what's right. I think what traders requires of people is that they have like sort of like social fluidity. And but I think that is like his greatest challenge in life.
Yeah, he was not fluid at all. No one liked him. He threw Phaedra under the bus whenever the heat came onto him because people were like, you act like a fucking weirdo. What's your deal?
Yep.
Then at the round table, he was like, actually, I think it's Phaedra. And obviously he knew that it was Phaedra. And that was a really underhanded, shitty thing to do because it kept the heat on her for the rest of the game. And no one suspected her before that.
Now, Phaedra,
she has a very idiosyncratic life story. So
really?
She was a lawyer. Then she got together with this guy who was in jail. She got pregnant. They got married. Her first season on Real Housewives of Atlanta is, oh my God, I've never seen anything like it. She lies about her due date because she doesn't want her mom, who's a pastor, to know that she had premarital sex.
So you're on television.
It's so funny, Sarah. She's telling all the other women, oh yeah, like they're gonna induce me at 7 months because the doctor said he's already done. And all the other women are like, what are you talking about? No one would ever do that. And she tries to keep up the lie. I think to this day, if you asked her about it, she would keep up the lie. Then
got to.
She becomes a mortician, Sarah.
No, wait. Hold on. Wait.
She goes from lawyer to mortician. She lies about her due date. Her husband goes back to jail. It's like she's one of the best reality stars of our generation.
And I think she wants us to know that she was the best trader that the world has ever seen.
She was the best trader. She kept me watching that show for.
She had a long reign of tradership and she rocked.
Yeah, she did. So, okay, what is Phaedra's star sun sign? She's a Scorpio. I know it.
Sun and moon Scorpio.
She's a double Scorpio.
Double Scorpio. Well, it's her husband. Phaedra's your husband. So her north node is in Capricorn. So she is here to be about business. But it's interesting. Saturn is conjunct her south node in Cancer. So like there's work to do in her life that she's actually comfortable, even if it's like objectively having problems with, related to the like nurturing home, like Cancerian energy. I'm literally now just talking. I just want you to know, and I'll just cut what I'm saying into what I said before. Phaedra is a double Scorpio. Yeah, I think the South Node conjunct Saturn in Cancer in her is where she ended up in the end getting got. Because North Node in Capricorn means like be the fucking business. But I guess that's also the part of me that's like, okay, I don't know if she's going to be like a talk show host or whatever. But like, I mean, as long as her TV career is still thriving, I think that's dope. But I do think that she's really going to be able to, like, for the record, like whatever CT and Trishelle had done in their 19 years on MTV, now MTV is kind of a joke and they haven't, I don't know what their jobs are, you know? And it's like, you and I both know that like life happens fucking fast And those residuals, even if they're keeping you afloat, are simply not enough if you want to get Botox and Biolage. So, like, you know, I think the challenge here for Phaedra is to really, like, sink into what it is that she... Well, just maybe able to create, like, long-term security around. Like, yeah, reality TV is, on the one hand, a secure thing. But on the other hand, it's like, I don't know, she might want a business.
Phaedra?
Yeah.
She really is
a boss bitch.
I know, but she stopped practicing law. She kind of stopped doing the mortician thing. Like,
that's Sarah, because her south node is conjunct her Saturn in Cancer. She's like, I just want to stay home and do housewives. And it's like, no, north node in Capricorn, get out there, bitch. Do the traders and be the greatest trader of all time.
She is a reality star. That is her calling in life. She is made for this shit.
Now, MJ.
What in MJ's chart made her such a little sad sack at the end?
Dude, MJ, Sun, Mercury, Mars, all conjunct in Leo, like J-Lo.
What?
And her moon is in Virgo. She's like, we said it was the three of us. And it's like, babe, that's not what the rules of the show are. Get real. But her moon in Virgo was like, I trust them. And it's like, and you know what's interesting? She has her moon. Oh, wow. This is so interesting. She has her moon in Virgo conjunct Ceres, the mother and nurture, but also the grief and loss asteroid. Her inner experience is of like a mother who is like sometimes really abundant and other times like deeply grieving. And then Pluto with the power planet being there with it, but in a different sign, Libra relationships. When she said at the end, like, I am so heartbroken, she was. And
yeah,
at the moment she's having a Chiron return, her wound is being reopened. And this is part of her work to really like actually take things less personally. But this is a chart that takes things like really, really personally.
Aw, MJ.
No, I cried. I felt so sad.
I want you to be happy. Also, in the reunion, how they talked about like, oh, all the gamers. I hate how they call themselves gamers. I'm like, you guys are such losers. But they're like, the gamers don't take it as personally as the ones on like Housewives and stuff. And it's like, yeah, because the ones on Housewives are entertainers. They're like creating conflict in a scene so that they can move the storyline along. Like, shut up, gamers.
I just want to say the gamers, you're dating yourselves. You're all in your 40s. Like, gamer is actually a term for people that sit at home on their computer talking to fake girlfriends on big headphones with the mic. Like, gamers is a different thing. It should be like adventurers or like, you know, like challengers. Like, gamers is taken, you nerds. And they're right. The real nerds. You're not a gamer.
And they didn't win. Like, the
if you're
people
not on
that,
Twitch, you're not a gamer.
The people that won were real world people, right. You know, which like, started out like Bravo people, you know? So I don't know. They were just so high on their own supply. And they're like, oh, Phaedra's only mad at Dan because she's not a gamer. And it's like, no, she's mad at Dan because he's annoying and an asshole.
And like, unless you've been in like video game tournaments, you're not a gamer.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, tell us about Kate. She has to have Aries in there. And I think Leo, because of that great hair, and not Gemini, because she's so straightforward.
Sun in Capricorn, moon in Leo.
Oh my God, she's a Capricorn? I have to message her. She follows me on Twitter.
Your sun is at 11 degrees Capricorn. My moon is at 10 degrees Capricorn. Kate's sun is at 11 degrees Capricorn. She's our peeps. Like, she would, like, we're going to get along.
Yeah, we need her on here. You need to look up a YouTube, like, Kate Chastain funniest moments or something, because she's great.
All I know is that if anybody that Dandy was going to have a threesome with, it would have been her. And that's, like, all the fucking credit I need. I think that's the best thing anyone could say about you.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so what does that tell us about how she played the game? I think Capricorns are bad liars. I just don't
Straight
think
up.
We can. I don't think we can lie.
I think she's a bad liar, and I also think because her moon is at a very late degree of Leo, in a similarly like J-Lo, like Leo energy is so like pure. Like Leo, say whatever you want about it, but like it's heart. Like it is heart, and it's like love. And I think she tried to. I think she wanted to have a different public experience of whatever happened last time, and this time she was like, all right, all good, like I will go out as like the last traitor remaining.
I know. I'm gonna
that was great.
I'm gonna watch the first season.
I'm compelled to
after I finish my Jersey Shore binge.
I was like shocked at how much I loved this show.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the first half of the season is like not as good, and I tried to watch the first season, but I just like never could really get into it because they like the first episode of the first season, they do this really weird challenge that it just seems so, I don't know. I couldn't get into it, but now I'm going to rewatch it. Okay. Who else?
The winners, the faithful winners of the traitors. Trishelle, Scorpio Sun conjunct Uranus conjunct Venus. She is also all Scorpio. And you know where her moon is, Mal? Conjunct her Chiron, but same as you, Taurus. She is a Scorpio Taurus.
I think it's good for an Italian to be a Scorpio.
Why?
Because they hold grudges.
and they turn around and we got Tamborelli and mozzarella like winning the freaking traitors. I was like,
yeah, I think that's perfect. I think it's also Taurus is more Spanish because of bullfighting, but I don't know. Yeah, I like that. But okay, so what does that tell us? I mean, she got in there, man.
She played the long game.
I'm surprised that she's a Scorpio because she was so not chill. Like she was so not cold blooded in any way. Like. Because Nick, my husband, is a double Scorpio.
Yeah, but Nick is Phaedra.
Yeah, Nick is Phaedra. If you think, like, if Nick is plotting against you, you are not going to know it at all. No, like,
that's a Phaedra double Scorpio.
Like, 3 years from now, your foot's going to hurt. And you're going to need to get it amputated. And you're not even going to remember that you met Nick McDade or Phaedra Parks. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they're unloading your bank account behind your back and you have no idea.
Right. And Trishelle is frenzied. She's more of like, I don't know. I would have thought she was like a maybe. No one has Pisces. We have not talked about a single Pisces this whole time. That's interesting, huh?
No Pisces would go on this type of show. Pisces need less rules than this has. So maybe there's not like a strategy to it, but like there is a
structure.
Yeah, there's a structure, there's a framework, and I think Pisces in general are like, yeah, I'd rather be able to argue my case. It's like, yeah. they don't want to be like, let go of anything. It's like, what? Like, no. Just to compare, though, Trishelle is a Scorpio Sun, but Trishelle's Mercury, how she communicates, is in Sagittarius. So even if she seems frenzied and loud, her making points the whole show, being like, I believe this, I believe that, she was like coming from the underneath. And then that inherent Taurus moon nature of like just wanting to feel stable and safe was like, I'm unsafe. You're unsafe. Get her out. Like she actually did drive the show in a lot of ways, in annoying ways, but in a lot of ways.
Yeah, she really did. It almost makes me wonder if there was like producer manipulation behind the scenes of just being like, oh, well, you couldn't vote out Trishelle because of this reason. You know what I mean? Because
I always wonder about that. Right. Like
she did drive the show. She was really good, actually really good at rooting out traitors, even though she had a few false starts in the beginning.
Well, I'm telling you, she's still hitting that same, like in terms of like money making nostalgia point that Lisa Frankenstein is doing. It's like the early 2000s are like all of a sudden like wrapping around. That's the new Diablo Cody movie, Lisa Frankenstein. It's in theaters. It's like there's like this and then Mason Disick is wearing a chain wallet and baggy and like wide leg capri denim. I mean, we are coming into this sort of revisiting of the early 2000s, I think. And Trishelle was that for us. And what's interesting, you said there are no Pisces. That is true. But she does have her south node in Pisces. She's opposite of you in terms of where you're coming from and where you're meant to go.
Oh, I believe that totally. Because you could see how she probably was more wishy-washy in the past and she's learning to be a little bit more pointed. Speaking of wide leg jeans, do you know what it costs? What's costing me to alter all the stupid wide leg jeans that I've bought? 80 euros.
That sucks. Why does it have to be done?
They're too long. And the thing with skinny jeans and mom jeans is you could sort of push them up a little or cuff them, but wide leg and flares, they drag on the ground. So I'm just getting like 1 to 3 inches off of every one. And it's 15 bucks a pair.
For a trend that you don't really even like feel aligned with.
Who else do we have left? CT?
CT, Cancer, Sun, Virgo, Moon. So we actually do, like Vanderpump, have a lot of Virgos in the mix. He's a Cancer, Sun, Virgo, Moon. Ultimately, that's a really good match with Trishelle, and I'm glad they made up because they both have water, suns, and earth, moons in different areas. So they actually are a great fucking team, and I hope they're friends forever.
And they're Paisans. I love it.
Paisans! What about him? Pizza shop.
What about him was Cancerian? He's a Cancermancer.
What she said at the end is definition Cancermancer. When she said, okay, put CT. I don't think there was conscious gameplay going on. I think that was both of their sort of like wounds and insecurities of the last 14 years that they've been like holding in coming out. She did test him. No, he looks like he was on the verge of tears, like, the last three episodes. But, like, especially when she voted for him, his face, and she said, she's like, when I saw his face, I knew, like, I made a mistake. Cancer Mancers wear it on their face, man. Like, but he's a Cancer Mancer in that he was not only on the verge of tears that entire last episode, but arguably the last three. But what Trishelle said, when I saw his face, I knew I made a mistake. That's Cancer Mancer. They are wearing it.
Love it. And I loved how he became the castle daddy at the end. I had a dream last night that I interviewed him and the cover
castle daddy.
That's what they called him. The headline was Castle Daddy Speaks.
Wait, you dreamed about CT and interviewing him and then he won the next day. Oh my God. We got to get him on the pod too.
I know. He literally won the, like, 4 hours. I saw the episode 4 hours after I had the dream.
The last thing I'll say is, on our last episode, we complained about Stefan Carell in the morning show. And what I think actually is what we're seeing with CT is, in real time, masculine, especially with Cancer Mancers. Yeah, they act badly, especially when they're binge drinking on television. He didn't push Trishelle. He's pushing everybody. It wasn't like he was attacking anybody. He was attacking everybody.
He pushed her, yeah. But
she was one of everybody. Like, he pushed everybody. And she was actually strong enough to go, I'm not doing this. Which is why now they get to come back and go, hey, I see how you've grown and I forgive you. And there is growth available for people that act fucked up. There really is.
Well, that's great. I think we should all keep that in mind as we go forth into the weekend.
Look, the morning show would have been horrible if Mitch kept raping.
Would have been a different genre for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Morning show SVU. Okay, I gotta go. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast.
We're faithful.
We are faithful.
There's something so funny about how intense, like, it was like, I'm faithful. You were assigned faithful.
They should have had a different word for it.
Because I hated the word faithful.
I know. And it's a collective noun. So sometimes they say, yeah, I'm part of the faithful, and other times I'm part of the faithfuls. Like, it was weird. And it's an adjective.
Well, and also faith is a belief thing. And in this case, it was just assigned. It was the penny that they gave you.
Like, yeah, it was weird.
You're not, like, faithful. Like, you're just on team faithful. Because that's the name
of it. And the two traitors at the end were the least faithful of all, because they knew MJ wasn't a traitor. They voted her off just so they could have the money. Which is, like, what? 15 grand after taxes? Jeez,
well, that's the thing.
On.
It's like, yeah, but also, MJ, get real. You get why you wouldn't really, a third wouldn't move the needle for you either. And now you did it, just, like, show up again on TV. And you were so lovable. Make it work.
She was on Shaws of Sunset, but it got canceled.
Yeah, but now America's in love with her and fighting for her online. She could do whatever the fuck she wants now. She was awesome. And she was the only one that was actually fucking faithful.
It's true.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.